Hello.
Hi, Gimisola, this is B. How are you?
Hi, B. How are you? How are you?
I am doing pretty good. I know that you were just talking to my coworker, Sid. He was telling me a little bit of on the situation that you have going on. It looks like you're becoming a little bit of an empty nester, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Looks
It's getting there, yeah.
like you said that you guys were wanting to make.
Raven, get more ketchup, please. Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. He said that you wanted to downsize, but if you're eating, Kimmy, I can call you back when you're done.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, I want to get to know a little bit more about you. Of course, I have the notes that Sid gave me, but I'd love to hear it just from you, kind of what's going on, what you're looking for, and see if there's any way I can help you out.
I'm just looking to downsize. It depends on the money that is on that I'm gonna get out of it. It's not because the house is very comfortable, and I know my mortgage that I'm paying is equivalent to a 2-bedroom somewhere. So why should I sell it? It's not about, but if the cool money that I'm gonna get out of it is still end well with too many things I want to take care of, why not? So that's my money. And I don't want to do the stupid loan that they give you out of your money when you're paying back with extra interest or something. And I don't like that. It doesn't make sense. That's a rip-off.
So, how much do you have paid on your mortgage, or how much do you owe on your mortgage?
Half is half is halfway paid, so I owe 200 or something, and the house is worth 450 right now or more.
Do you know how much you pay monthly?
1800.
1900. Okay. And we're all up to date on our payments, no issues there, right? And do you know what your mortgage rate is?
I don't know. I don't remember those.
No
The
worries.
last time when the loan was going on, I remember. I don't.
You mentioned that you're kind of just looking for some money out of it. Have you thought about renting it before?
Renting it, I don't want to deal with all that.
Yeah, I don't blame you, girl. That's a lot.
Whew. That's not worth it.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the house. I know that we're looking at 3 bedrooms, right?
It's a 5-bedroom.
Oh, 5 bedrooms. So you could think of how many bathrooms?
It's 2 1 full bathroom for my master, and the other one another full for the other bedrooms, and half bathroom downstairs.
So 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does this house have like a garage, just a driveway?
There's the driveway, there's the garage in the back, and there's
How
a
large?
pool in the back.
Oh, there's a pool too?
Yeah.
Awesome. How large is the garage? Is it a 1 car or 2 car?
One car.
Alrighty. And we're just looking to downsize, you said. Is it just you and your daughter? Is that who said
Me and
so?
my son right now. My daughter's left the house.
Okay, so just you and a son. Awesome. And how fast are you looking to get out of this property?
I mean, if you tell me your offer, I will get. I mean, I'm sure I'll get a rent. I'll get a house rented in the next 30 to 45 days. I'll be done before it gets so super cold. I'm gonna be in the area because of my. I'm not changing my son's school, so on my way today, I'm gonna check on the city houses that I want to rent.
Gotcha. All righty. Is there an HOA at this property?
FHA.
Is there a homeowners alliance?
Oh, homeowner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much is that every? Do you pay monthly, annually, quarterly?
I think we pay annually.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Annually.
Annually, okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Any idea about how much?
Yeah, I think we just went up, is it $30 or $40? $40.
So does that come out to, what, $480 a year?
I don't even know as long as I'm paying it. It's not paying it once a year.
Okay. No worries. We can find that out later. So now I want to know just a little bit more about the property. When did you guys move in?
2018.
Awesome. And at that time, I guess you had more of the kiddos in the house with you, huh?
Yeah.
How many children do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
Two.
Okay, awesome.
I have two, and my brother was with me. My nieces, they left.
All right. When you moved into the house, what did you really love about it?
Well, I like because we all, there's a lot of us in the house, there's more room, so that's it. There's more room for us in there, so that gives us, and the pool.
And the pool, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the area is quiet.
And what
area
else?
Area is quiet.
Yeah. Probably like a very good family neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah. My neighbor wanted to buy it, but I think she would come to me one or two times more, I would have pushed further for it. My neighbor's friend, she wanted to buy it. So
she just couldn't get the right price for you?
No, really. She says she only said it one time, never came back to say to discuss further. And so I don't think it's serious about it.
Okay. Tell me about the. Let's like, if I were to walk in your house, can we just go room through room and you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just imagine I walk in the front door. What are we looking at?
You were looking at the staircase going upstairs.
Okay. It's not a split level house, is it?
Is it what?
It's a two story house, so you just have you
walk. Yeah, two story here. Two story house. On the right side is a big master living room, on the left side is a family living room.
Okay, so let's start with the family room. How do you like the floors in there? Have you guys done any updates to the room since you've been living there?
No, I didn't. Because I didn't have to. It's looking with me that way.
Okay. When you moved in, did they say if they had done any updates to that room?
I believe so they did because they put some lighting fixtures in there. And all I did is change my heating system to central digital heating system, which is to save some money. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep the house clean, that's all.
Yeah. So when you come in, that was left. Now you go right to the main living room. What about that space? Had they redone any floors, redone the paint? Did you do any of those things?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like the house is pretty well done when you moved in, right?
It was well, they were well, they took care of the rooms, and I can't do that.
Okay.
I don't have rough children, so I don't have to.
Right. What about the kitchen? What's the kitchen like for you?
The kitchen is metal with a metal fridge and metal with metal fridge and black and what you call it, marble countertop and the marble center, what do you call it, the console. And then it's an eating kitchen.
How do the cabinets look? Do they look new?
They're white. They look new.
Okay. All right. And you like the, does it have tile in there?
It has a hardwood.
Hardwood.
The upstairs is the carpet, rug carpet.
Okay.
And downstairs is tile.
Okay, awesome. What else is downstairs?
Of course, the garage. The kitchen leads to the garage, and the back door leads to the pool area.
Okay. Is that, I presume it's like an in-ground cemented
Above the ground.
Above the ground, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a deck?
Yeah, have a deck. Yeah, the area, the homeowners have to have a deck.
Right.
It's secure.
Yeah, very cute. Nice. Now I'm looking at it right now. That's very nice. I like the fence around it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Some nice countertops, nice white cabinets. Very cute house. So now we're going upstairs. Tell me about, so when I go up the stairs, what do I see?
Upstairs to the left is my master bedroom. And to the right is the other four bedrooms and the bathroom.
Okay. So tell me about the bathroom. How's the bathroom for you? Any issues in there?
No. Just clean.
All right. What's the floor?
Floor cleaning. Yeah.
Does that have tile or hardwood floor?
Tile.
Tile. In both of them?
I need this. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How's your vanity?
How's my what?
Your vanity, like your bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah, I need to use that. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I need this. What the hell? When she starts talking, she keeps me going. Hold on.
She's got
an 8 in there.
Oh. No. You got Bill in there? It's his birthday?
I put it in there. Okay. So I can fight it.
And then I want to fight it.
Oh, okay.
Give him the birthday
from the top. Who's that?
Villainous, Alan Villainous.
Oh, 11:57.
11:8:57.
Mm-hmm.
And then that other one is Sarah Stevens.
You just let me know when you're ready to go again, okay?
I'm ready now. I'm ready.
Okay, awesome. Sounds like you guys have so much going on today.
I know.
All the time, right?
Yeah, you're dealing with people.
Yeah, that's true. So we were talking about the bathroom. How are your bathrooms set up? I didn't see any pictures of those online.
The bathroom is the master bathroom is a full with it's not a jacuzzi. I don't think it's in now. It's just a regular bathroom with everything.
Yeah.
Both of them is a full bathroom. They have downstairs in front of the laundry room.
Then we have the bedrooms, which I got to see those online. Those, like you said, they're nice and spacious. Did you change
it? Yeah, I didn't change them. Everything you see there is still the same. I just maintained.
Awesome. And then... So, it sounds like the house is in really great condition. You're just looking to downsize. But I always like to ask, you know, if you had all the money you needed, what would you change about the house?
What would I change? Some door to the front.
Mm-hmm.
So I can open my door when it's, you know, when it's raining and just leave it, you know.
Okay.
If I want to do anything, I want to put a storm door so when there is raining, the rain will not come inside the house. That's all.
That's the only change? You wouldn't make any updates to the kitchen? Any updates?
I don't need any updates. I'm not so crazy about all those updates. It's
okay.
Just that it adds to the house. Yeah, but I'm spending money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Okay.
After
and
that,
so,
I'm not a tech person. If you're a tech person, it's easier to add on to the house. But if you're not a tech person, you're buying stuff, you're not making so much money because you all your life you're paying for the people. If I know how to do myself, it's okay. It's easier. And it's cheaper.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a Puerto Rican side. You take your money, you might not make the same money back.
That's very true. And,
yeah.
You know, these days everything is, you know, like a transaction. Everything's a different deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So tell me, what made you decide to reach out to investors about your house?
They called me. We can talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, I see that it looks like a few months ago you'd reached out to us on the Need to Sell My House Fast website looking for a cash offer.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm checking out everything I can check. You do your visibility studies before you decide on which way you go. That's what I was doing.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Well,
instead of me cashing out, getting loan out of the equity, I don't like that.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. There's definitely several options here. For your property, you know, there's definitely some good stuff going on around you. I think you know that you have a beautiful home. And it's in a beautiful neighborhood, which is so nice. For a cash offer, like if we were looking at your property, doing a cash deal, and like let's just take a number that Zillow says, you're looking at it maybe being able to sell as a listing for $400,000, and that's like with, you know, everybody's looking for like the best and the new, you know, like everybody wants new countertops. They want fancy cabinets. They want fancy floors. I mean, like you said, people now are just looking at material things a lot. So we could sell your property, you know, about 400 where it's at. We're going to say 407 because you said that's what Zillow said. Well, when you work with agents that like not a real estate agent, when you're working with investors like who you reached out to on Need to Sell My House Fast, they're looking at giving you cash for 70% or less on the house. So then you're kind of looking at somebody giving you maybe $280,000 in cash, and that's not including whatever work they're going to want to do to the property. So, what does that make you feel?
$280,000 without you guys are paying off the house? That's what it goes, that's what I walk away with?
So, I'm saying that's the highest you're going to get, not going into, like, there's going to be some repairs made on the house. On an average house, even in great condition, somebody's going to want to go in and do like $20,000 to update the property. So, you know, that immediately takes that 280 down to 260. And
okay.
Then there's the, you know, so like any, like we, if we were to give you cash for that house, we also do have some fees in there, and we cover all the closing costs. So, I mean, we're looking at a max of $215,000.
So what am I walking away with? $215,000?
You're walking away with $215,000 would be the max that you're going to walk away with cash in hand. But then you mentioned that you have that $200,000 mortgage, so after you pay the mortgage off, you're going to have like $15,000 in hand.
Oh, okay.
So what does that make you think?
With the real estate you're gonna get, I mean, you're gonna get way more than that.
I totally agree.
I mean, I understand you with investor, everybody's about to make their own portion. Yeah.
Right. Well, and the good news, Camisola, is like the reason why I wanted to kind of tell you that is I don't think there's any way you can do a cash offer on the house. Your house is in too good of shape, and you could get too much money for it. So I think we just agreed that a cash deal is off the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we can talk about some of the options. Because we have several different programs. We just said you're not qualified for the cash program, but we could look at one, listing it. You know, if the house is in really good condition, then we can list it and get more money for you. But I know that you said you want to be out before winter, and it's really hard to guarantee that.
I'm not really have to. I mean, if I get a good offer, I'll get out of it, but I'm not pushed to do that. Like I said, it's a big environment.
Right.
Yeah, I'm heating it up. I'm spending money on heating and all that, but I'm not worried about that either.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the environment that I'm living. I've been living for almost 4 or 5 years. And but if the money's right, yeah, I'll walk away with it. Yeah, I'm not holding on it.
Okay.
But not for $15,000, no.
Right. Well, and that
I'm gonna spend. Yeah.
With $15,000, we could get you out of the house in 30 days and into a new place in no time. But again, I just don't think that's really enough in what you're looking for this property.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you have the time, we could list it, and you know, with that comes the potential for maybe needing to do repairs. That comes the potential for having to do a lot of showings, a lot of viewings, having people in and out of your home. And, you know, it could take up to 3 months to do that.
Okay, that's okay. I'll just go out with the real estate agent. I just thought an investor would be a little bit faster and easier.
I do have one more option if you want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we do this program called the Mortgage Saver Program, and
mm-hmm.
Let me first ask, are you looking for, do you need money to move out of this home into another home?
No, I don't.
Okay, so if I could tell you that you could move out of this home and I would pay off the mortgage for a couple years until we buy it and like completely pay off the mortgage, is that something that you'd be interested in?
And how much would be walking away with it? It's all about what, how much is mine going to be my portion. If I paid all that money for those years, I'm going to have to get more than $15,000.
Right. So yeah. there may not necessarily be like an upfront money that you're getting for the property, but what it does is get you to stop paying $3,000 a month or $2,000 a month, and you can still move out of the property.
No, thank you.
Okay. So, Camisola, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. What I can do is I have an agent on my team. We can look through the property, look at the numbers, and give you a call.